Well, hello, hello, hello out there, family. It is your girl, Coach Fry, coming to you. We are in the second quarter, y'all. I hope y'all are ready. I don't know. What y'all got going on? How are those vision boards coming along? What are you guys doing? What you got planned? Second quarter, April, May, June. Okay, we're getting ready to get into those summer months. I mean, I don't know about your workout regimen, but how are those summer bodies coming along? Is that eating plan that you decided on in January, how are you doing with that? Listen, even if you're not doing well, I came to you to tell you to keep going. Don't quit today, okay? Well, you guys know I have to do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to talk a little bit about Pride Family Merch. Guys, that is my family business. That is the business that I have with the other five people that I love most dearly. That last name just happened to be Pride. Our brand is personal responsibility and daily excellence, which is why I come to you month in and month out, right? Sometimes a couple of times a month to tell you to keep striving for that daily excellence. But if you want to represent the brand, you can go to pridefamilymerch.com. We've got, and it's actually some fall stuff or whatever, but people wear beanies almost year round, you know, depending on your look. We've also got some track joggers that are kind of light and lightweight. And so they're not really, I mean, you know, of course you can wear them in the winter, but if you warm in the winter, you're still going to need on a coat. So it's something that you can purchase now. And, you know, depending on the looks that you're going for, I see ladies sometimes in those jogger pants with some heels. You know, you can match it up real cute like, and then, you know, you can do the jacket just in case you're going to a restaurant and whatnot. We've got some eye patches, you know, get you ready for a football season or whatever season you're in that have the Pride logo on them as well. We also have some long sleeve performance tees. We've got the white performance tee with gold, the black performance tee with silver. That's going to go with any of your looks that you put together, whether it's jeans, whether it is the joggers, whatever you've got going on. Those long sleeve performance tees, they're lightweight and they're breathable. So they're just a good product to have. So anyway, so that's our family brand. Again, go to Pride Family Merch if you want to check it out. And I would love for you to support us in our brand. I am outside right now, guys, so there are like bugs and different things that's coming around me, but I'm going to keep on talking to you guys today. I want you guys to be encouraged. I'm also, Coach with Pride, I've been doing some speaking, been traveling, been doing some trainings and things like that. So excited about what God has for Coach Pride for the remainder of the year. Of course, ATM Powers is coming to you today to just try to inspire you, to encourage you to be better today than you were yesterday, be better tomorrow than you are today, okay? So again, those are some of the things that I've got going on. If you guys need more information, if you'd like a strategy session with Coach Pride, I'd love to set that up with you. And even if you're not in the upstate of South Carolina, we could do a Zoom call and talk about your business, talk about your book, talk about the goals that you have and what action steps we need to put in place to make sure those things are happening for you. But anywho, so I claim today to encourage you because we are in quarter two of year 2024, and I'm excited about what God has for me for the remainder of the year. I've been busy. I've been a little all over the place, which I'm trying to kind of rein myself back in. I've got a lot of different projects that I'm working on for different organizations that I am a part of, and I'm excited about that as well. I've been doing some other podcasts, so you guys look for me to share other podcasts that I'm on. CWP Sports Talk podcast is coming back to you guys. If I can just get my partner on the same schedule as me, we would have done one in January. But anywho, y'all pray for us and pray that we can get on the same accord as far as getting this podcast out to those student athletes. For those of you who are unfamiliar with CWP Sports Consulting, we are targeting, we were doing 9th through 12th. Right now we're doing 8th through 11th. We just found that that's a better fit. So if you've got a 7th grader, an 8th grader, a rising 9th grader, we really want to get you then so that we can coach you throughout the recruitment process. We are a sports consulting firm where we consult with you on your child. There is money out here to be had for any athlete. We work with all sports. So if you are interested in that, you can email us at TroySenior, T-R-O-Y-S-R, at CoachWithPride.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to set up a consultation with you. We can also do that via Zoom. And you do not have to be with us. We go over everything from academics to films to positions and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So reach out to us if you're interested in sports consulting as well. All right, guys, let's get back to the matter at hand. Just kind of, you know, somebody's stagnant right now. Somebody is in the second quarter of the year and they're like, what happened to the first quarter? Don't worry about that. What I need you to do today I need you to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. I need you to get that vision board out. I need you to get those goals out that you've written down. And I need you to start over. It's okay. We fall down, but we have to continue to get back up, right? Do not let these things fall by the wayside. Yep, you said that you're going to do a bunch of things as far as eating and exercising, and you've not done any of those things. You may have even joined the gym, and you may have only been to that gym a couple of times. It's okay. Trust me, I am not here to beat you up. I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to encourage you to keep going. Don't you quit. Now is not the time to quit. You've still got a lot of months ahead of you, as far 8 more months ahead of you, as far as accomplishing your goals. What I want to talk to you today about is a little bit of what I kind of was on last time. Short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals, guys. Don't make things too unrealistic for you. You want to set realistic goals, right? SMART goal thing, you know, one of those things is something that's measurable, right? Something that you can measure, something that you can say, I did this for 4 weeks straight and now here's the result, right? So those are the types of things that you want to put in place. Again, it's not always going to be easy, but you have to keep going. You can't just give up. You can't just quit on your goals. You must make those things happen yourself. I don't care what anybody else is saying. I don't care. You know, somebody said the other day that you don't need self-help books. Well, I disagree with that. I mean, you can read all the self-help books you want, but action is always required, right? I write self-help books, so I'm hoping that my books are going to inspire you to go out and do the things that you need to do. But there's nothing wrong with self-help books, but action is required. What are you doing? What did you do today to get you closer to achieving that goal? What did you do today to get you closer to meeting that deadline that you set, that where you said, I want to be here at this point, right? You have to set a deadline. You have to give yourself a time frame to do some things in. And again, it needs to be realistic, but it also needs to be able to push you. Okay, so whatever you didn't do in that first quarter, that's okay. We're in quarter two now. You're going to get it done in quarter two. I want you to really just forgive yourself. Give yourself some grace. No one is perfect. Even those people that you see on TV, I promise you, they're cheating. But it's a lot easier for them to cheat because guess what? They already have the body. The people that you see on TV that are writing books, that are motivational speakers, they cheat too. They don't always do everything that they're supposed to. And that's not an excuse. I'm not saying that so you can slap off. I'm saying that so that you can get up today and say, okay, today is my day. Today is my day one. Not one day. Not one day I'm going to get there. Today is my day one. All you've got to do is start. That is the hard part, people. I'm telling you. You can start and then you can quit tomorrow. But as long as you start again the next day, you're still winning. And I truly believe that. I stand by that because, again, I am in no means perfect. There are a lot of things that I had on my list for last year that I did not accomplish. Again, even your coach. Sometimes I fail at things. But as long as I don't quit, I'm still winning. I still have an opportunity to get up and do it again. I still have an opportunity to complete that thing that is in my head, that is on my heart, that God has placed inside of me to complete. And sometimes, guys, oftentimes, guess what we need? We need help. H-E-L-P. We need to raise our hand and we need to ask for help. So again, if you need that strategy session, see, sometimes you can see the vision, you can see the big picture, but you're missing the details. That's where I come in. We can come in and we can set up a strategy. We can put some action steps in place. We can set some deadlines for you to be able to accomplish these things in a timely manner. And there's accountability for you, right? Accountability is everything. You know, I run. I'm a runner and I know I've told you guys that before, but I run a lot better. Like today I did 4 miles and it was probably just a little over an hour that I did that in because guess what? I was running by myself. Well, 2 days ago I ran with my run buddy and I did 5 miles in an hour. You know why? Cause she's faster than me and she was pushing me. And I posted something on my Instagram that Pharrell was saying, and he was talking about track, and I'm very familiar with track cause I've had track athletes. I've never run track like he said, but usually when you want to get faster, you have to run with people that are better than you, because they're going to push you to be better. When I run by myself. I take a lot of breaks. I stop. I walk. I do all kinds of things. I'm on my phone. I'm posting. I'm remembering to write down my grocery list. Whatever it is, I'm distracted, right? But when I run with my run buddy, I'm huffing and puffing, but I'm keeping up with her and I'm running faster. So that's what you have to do. You have to be able to ask for help when you need it. Okay. There is not something, you're not Superwoman. In my first book, I talk about Superwoman is a fictional character. Superwoman is fictional. Superwoman never needs any help. Superwoman gets everything done. That is a fictional character. You should not be aspiring to be Superwoman because everyone needs help. And when you get help, you're so much better. We're better together, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just for ladies. This is for men, too. In my last book, I talk about my journey of having kids. You know, I had all of my children before I was married. I'm not bragging on that situation. It is what it is. I'm blessed. My young adults are all winning at life right now, and I'm happy about that. Glory to God. Not just me and my husband, but we had some help, right? We had a village. It took a village to raise four children, and now I got a bonus daughter that is OMG. I won't even get into that today. But anyway, I just dropped by to give you some words of encouragement because we are in the second quarter of the year. I want you to pick yourself back up. I want you to look at that vision board. I want you to get those goals, even if you need to rewrite them. A lot of times what I find too with my clients is that your goals are unrealistic. You have to have realistic goals. And like I said, it doesn't mean that that's not pushing you, but we need to get from A to B to C, not from A to Z in one hop, okay? There are some things that have to go in between that, and I need you guys to understand that. There are no miraculous things, guys. I've talked about Starbucks, right? Before Starbucks opened up their second store, they had been in business for 7 years. Well, you wouldn't believe that today because Starbucks is everywhere, including in Ingles and in Harris Teeter and in wherever, your gas station that you're passing by. But they didn't get there overnight. They had to do some work, and that's what I'm telling you today. As long as you're willing to do the work, it is obtainable, right? But you've got to put in the work. You can't sit back and expect it to just happen because you wrote it down. Action is always required, okay? Action is required. So what are you going to do today to get back on track? Because we're at the end of April, actually. Let's just be honest. April's almost over. We've passed mid-April. April 15th was a few days ago. So we've passed that. So let's pick ourselves back up and let's get it done, right? And like I said, if you need Coach Pride, I am here. You can always reach out to me at info@coachwithpride.com. I will definitely get back with you. I am in the process of trying to get some things done as far as getting some people to help me. I have like 1,800 emails, y'all, I swear. Like email addresses, emails that I manage. So sometimes I'm not as prompt as I need to be, but trust me, be patient. If you send me an email, I'll definitely get back with you. And, you know, I think that's all I got today. Today's going to be short and sweet. I just really wanted to drop in here on April. And I gave you guys so much the first few months of the year. You go back and listen to some of those old podcasts as well from the beginning of 2024. I was talking about goal setting and goal completion and what you need to do and your persistence and things like that. Those things will help you get back started here in this second quarter of the year. Because I want you to win. I want to see you win. I want to cross that finish line with you. I was watching my son did a triathlon, or some kids did a triathlon with him a couple of days ago, and he was running alongside him, and I was excited to see that. That's what I want to be for you. I want to be at the finish line for you, cheering you on, okay? If you guys need me, I'm here. I hope you were inspired today by today's podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or share it with someone that you know needs it. We're on all podcast platforms right now. We're recording on Podbean, but we are on iTunes Radio. We're on iHeart Radio. We are on several different, wherever your favorite podcasts are listened to, we are there. Thanks again for tuning in to AP Empowers. Until next time, it's your girl AP Empowers signing off.